We're talking about liquidation sales here in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Liquidation sales are underway at Shopko as the company closes hundreds of stores by summer. Question is, are you getting a good deal at these liquidation sales? We see those yellow sandwich board signs with black lettering at intersections, 40% off, 70% off, all merchandise must go. Are you someone who seeks out these sales? What is good and bad about these sales? Let us know at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Susan Bach now. She's the regional director of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. Susan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate, for having me.
So many stores, including Wisconsin-based Shopko, have turned to liquidation sales after filing for bankruptcy. How do these sales work? Can you put a framework around this?
Sure. Most of the time when retailers go out of business, the liquidation sale is run by a separate third party. And their job is, you know, not only to liquidate the inventory, but to get as much money for it as possible, especially in situations where the retailer is in bankruptcy. So I think people who are seeking out a great bargain, especially in the beginning of the sale, aren't really going to find that the deals or the discounts are as steep as they were expecting.
How long does the liquidation sale last?
Well, they usually put a fixed date on it. It will go as long as the stores open until the closing date. So as the retailer gets closer to the closing date, of course, the discounts are going to be much, much higher.
It's interesting that, you know, also on sale are some of the actual infrastructure sometimes of the store, shelving and other things.
Absolutely. If you are in the market for some shelving, that might be a great place to pick some up.
What can a store advertise? You know, when can they advertise a going out of business sale, which is otherwise known as a liquidation sale?
Well, the BBB does have a code of advertising, and you know, the pertinent items in that code is that, you know, a liquidation sale can't be ongoing. It can't last forever. It needs to have a fixed start date and end date. You know, we're worried about those retailers who seem to be always going out of business, but that certainly isn't the case here with Shopko.
So as you said before, that you may not get a good deal right when the liquidation sale starts, but we see the signs that say, you know, 40%, then 50, then the next day it's 70%. When do you start shopping these liquidation sales?
Well, it's important to know that the signs say up to 40%, up to 50%. So not everything in the store, of course, is going to be up to that high discount rate. So, you know, it's a risk. The longer you wait, the higher the discount is going to be. But you take the chance that the item that you want isn't going to be there. So, you know, we just suggest that, like any other purchase, you do some comparison shopping and, you know, don't impulse buy when you go into the store. Take your time to compare the price with other local retailers in the area. It may be a better deal somewhere else. And don't be afraid to price match with a non-closing competitor of Shopko. They may be willing to match the price that Shopko is offering. And then the buyer really gets the best of both worlds. They get that cheaper price, plus they get the service of from that store because they know they're going to be around for a while.
We're talking with Susan Bach. She is the regional director of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, and we're talking about liquidation sales as we see many brick-and-mortar stores close. Are you someone who seeks out liquidation sales? What is good or bad about these sales? Join in at 800-642-1234. Susan, after items are sold, how is the money spread out? Who receives it?
Well, you know, the liquidation retailer, the company that is handling the liquidation sale is going to use that money to pay off creditors. And the courts establish who's going to be paid first. So if you are somebody who's holding a gift card, for example, you may be in line to be reimbursed for that, but I wouldn't take that chance. If you are holding a gift card for Shopko, make sure you use that right away.
And if you buy something at their liquidation sale, are you basically stuck with that item? Is it all sales final?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, make sure before you purchase that item that it's the right size and color, that it works. So if you are purchasing a larger item like an electronic, you want to make sure that it works before you leave the store. And pay with a credit card because those credit cards offer additional protection. So if you do get it home and it doesn't work, you could file a dispute with your credit card company.
What about warranties? Are they covered in the same way?
No. Well, warranties are usually, issued by the manufacturer of the item. So that's definitely something that you're going to want to ask the clerk in advance. Will the warranty still be applicable? And who should I contact in case I do have a warranty issue?
What happens to the things that aren't sold?
That's a good question. They could be sent to, sold off or given to another company to sell in their inventory. It really kind of varies from retailer to retailer.
As more stores file for bankruptcy, are liquidation sales still the best option for stores to make back the funding?
That is a great question. They're not going to get the full price that they were hoping, but they do need to liquidate the inventory. So it's a great question. It certainly can help benefit the consumers and the shoppers who are shopping there, because as we get closer to the closing date, they certainly are going to be seeing some pretty steep discounts.
Well, let's go to the phones now with Dara joining us from Madison. Hi, Dara.
Hi, so I was at ShopCover this weekend, and I bought a couple things. But also, my boyfriend and I felt like the furniture, they sort of marked it up and then said it was discounted. Because we were looking at some other stores, and the price that they were selling it for a discount was what other stores were just selling it for, like, without a discount.
So it sounds like Dara did some comparison shopping and didn't find a good deal there, Susan.
Yes, we've heard people wondering about the same thing. Are they marking things up just so that they can mark them down? And that's definitely not okay. We haven't heard really too much of that from people shopping at ShopCo, but what you may be comparing is maybe not the regular price at ShopCo, but, prices you've seen in the past, maybe at another sale or a Black Friday sale. It's definitely not okay to mark something up just to mark it down later.
Do liquidation sales lead us to impulse buys?
Absolutely. Those huge yellow and black signs outside the store that you see, that could, make people rush in the door thinking that they're going to get a really great deal when that's not necessarily the case.
So what can shoppers expect as we get closer to the final closing date of a store that's approaching the last days of their liquidation? What does that look like? What does that feel like?
Well, as we get closer to the closing date, the shelves are going to be kind of bare, empty. Things are going to be misplaced and out of place. So it's going to be harder. It's going to be less organized. So harder to find the items that you're looking for. Of course, it's going to be crowded, but, those are the times when you really can get the best prices on things.
What happens to the items that aren't sold?
Great question. Will they be, sold to a different retailer? Will they be donated? It really depends. I don't know.
Do you think that shoppers are getting a bit of liquidation sale fatigue? Because there have been just a number of brick and mortar stores that have gone out of business. Toys R Us, and we can go to Bon-Ton, we can go to ShopCo. Are we getting fatigued here?
I think so. There are, unfortunately, a lot of retailers that are going through this process, and I think maybe consumers are getting a little smarter about it. They know that, that a liquidation sale isn't necessarily the best price that they're going to find. And it really is kind of exhausting to go in there and shop around and do the hunting for bargains. you know, I think you're right, Kate.
Can you tell us a little bit about the code of advertising that the Better Business Bureau uses as a guideline for retailers?
Sure, we do. We have lots of provisions in this code of advertising. It's really just a guideline that we give to retailers so as not to confuse or mislead any of their shoppers. And another thing that applies here in a liquidation sale is the use of the phrase up to. So up to 50% off or up to 60% off. So our guidelines would say if you are going to use that kind of advertising, that at least 10% of the inventory must be at that top discount range, and that you should also include, you know, what the lower range of that is. So the sign should really say something like up to 60% off, and then have a price range of 10 to 60% off discounts. So
I think the moral is do your homework.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Susan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Susan Bach is Regional Director of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. Coming up, we'll discuss the state budget and other political happenings with Governor Tony Evers. What is your priority for him? Join in at 800-642-1234. Back after a news update on the Ideas Network.